Hunters mad.
This is part of the soundtrack from the video game called Bloodborne, one of the major video game releases from 2015. Maybe your kids play video games, maybe you do. They've become big business in America, generating $23 billion in annual revenue. The video game industry is creating new career opportunities. A Ventura County college is riding the wave, expanding its existing video game classes into a degree program.
We've actually had a couple of classes that we've taught for a number of years now, but the program as an associate's degree is something that's just starting. It's starting in the fall officially. It was approved by the state a few months ago, and so we're really excited for a number of new classes to start and new students to come and take them.
Tim Samoff is a video game industry veteran who's taught at Moorpark College for the last few years and is hoping to spearhead the college's new game design degree program.
I'm surprised how long it's taken for game design to sort of permeate academia in the way that it's started to at many four-year schools, and now, you know, some two-year schools are doing it as well. But it's an industry that's sort of always been active, didn't really suffer much in the recession, and I think has proved itself as a viable career opportunity for students.
Samoff currently has about 24 students in one of Moorpark's existing game design classes.
We want to be able to hit Control S periodically and not lose all of our information. So let's go ahead and go to Save Scene As. And we're going to name this as a specific name, and I'll tell you why here in a second.
As Samoff demonstrates some basic video game design techniques using a video projector for his computer, the students follow along taking the same steps on their computers.
Right now we're using the perspective camera to look at our scene.
Nick Warfield of Simi Valley is one of the students in the class.
I was a psych major before, and then realized that I didn't really want to make a career out of that and started looking at other options and realized that the game industry, there's a lot of opportunity in there.
Sean McCormick is another class member.
I've always been kind of obsessed with the idea of like creating my own world. So I think I got into the programming aspect of video games because I always wanted to create my own physics and my own world.
Whitney Hoskins says she loves the class, even if she's outnumbered as a female.
There used to be three, but now there's only two of us and we're both friends, so it's like really weird talking to everybody else with only two girls. It does make it tougher because a lot of it isn't like necessarily sexist, but a lot of it is more geared towards men and what they think men will play because it's more for men by men, basically.
Creating new games is much more complex than you might think because you have to be everything from a technical designer to a storyteller.
Games really are a combination of writing, art, video, audio. Those are the technical things. And then if you think about it, games really are, they revolve around mythologies, they revolve around religions, they revolve around politics and economics. And so having a grasp, at least of the concepts of all of those areas, is very important for being a good game designer.
Moorpark College instructor Tim Samoff says video games aren't just for fun. He says they're increasingly being used as teaching tools and for therapy.
Helping people deal with anxiety or helping people deal with back pain or helping people deal with just you know, gender issues and things of that nature. There's a lot of exciting research that's going on and game making that's going on. And I think it's really important also to understand that a core attribute of humanity is play. It's too often ignored that play is a helpful, healthy thing for humans to engage in. And by fusing the idea that we can actually use play to help people is really interesting and exciting.
The new degree program being offered this fall includes a series of general education and multimedia courses with a total of 34 to 37 units. The program starts with an introduction to game design to give people who are interested an overview and then moves into more complex nuts and bolts classes. Moorpark College is adding more part-time faculty to help with the new program. In Moorpark, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.